Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we are kicking off our live show here from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Say it with me now. Former President Biden. I heard that on Fox and Friends this morning. I'm like, yes, former President Biden and your president, Donald J. Trump. But I'll tell you what, aside from getting President Donald J. Trump to kick off the show for us here this morning, it's so great to have such a cool guest kick off the program here as we broadcast live from Capitol Hill. Josh Smith with the Montana Knife Company. Man, you're like an international celebrity now. So you were there up close at the Commander-in-Chief ball last night. President Trump doing the YMCA dance. Anyway, great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you, and it's an honor to be on. It's a new dawn this morning with new president, so it's quite an honor. But yeah, the ball was really cool last night, and we got to watch him do the YMCA dance with a sword in his hand, of all things. So it was really cool.
Yeah, you could see the military members. I don't know if they were the official military band or what, and he has this big, sword and the cake in front of him with a plane, and he's swinging this sword around. And you were like, what, 50 feet from him?
Probably 100 feet from him or so. But he had that sword, and he's a showman. I've seen him a couple times in person, and he's just he knows how to work a crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you've gotten to be really good friends with Donald Trump Jr. over the years. I can't believe this is your first ever trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I'm kind of a Montana guy. It's the first time here, but it's really cool. And yeah, we are friends with Jr. He's really a great person. He came and stayed at our house this last summer, and just a great guy. And man, how often do you get to know the president's son? It's pretty cool.
You know, I ran into Turk Stovall, a rancher, out of the Billings-Hardin area, and I was here 24 years ago with his folks. They rode in the inaugural parade back then for George W. Bush, and he said the same thing. It's like, it's like he always remembers his parents being here. Now he's got his young kids with him, and these are once in a lifetime opportunities, especially for somebody like you who is good friends with the son of the president of the United States, and not just any president, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, the right president. and it's surreal because, we only just started this company a few years ago. And, I grew up in Lincoln, Montana. My dad owns an excavation business, just blue collar stuff. And, to be here and get to be kind of around this and see it, it's just historic and very, very, I feel very honored to be here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk about blue collar. It's pretty cool. Garrett, who works for Congressman Zinke, got me into the office here earlier this morning. We're actually broadcasting live from Congressman Zinke's official House office building here in the Cannon House office building. But yeah, Garrett, he's like, oh, my dad listens to you every morning. He drives truck there out of Corvallis, Stevensville area. So listens to you every morning. It's like, how cool is that? That you got, good real Montana kids here and that good blue collar background representing on Capitol Hill. All right, I got to take a quick break here. We'll be back with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company. I first got to run into him at UFC 300 in Las Vegas. Basically, I think March or April of last year, an incredible group of Montanans were down there. So if you're celebrity spotting in Vegas or in Washington, Josh Smith is one of the guys to look out for. Stand by. We'll be back right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see more cloudiness in the area today and some scattered flurries and snow showers as well. As high temperature readings will stay in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For tonight, clouds, some scattered flurries and snow showers. Low temperatures near 10 in Bozeman, about 23 in Billings. And we'll see lingering clouds and some snow showers around the area into Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
As the country transitions from one presidential administration to the next, the military does too. Deputy Director of Washington Headquarters Service, Robert Salissas, has been named Acting Secretary of Defense as the Senate has not yet decided on Pete Hegseth's nomination to lead the DOD. A former U.S. defense official tells Fox Salissas has been at the Pentagon forever and is well-respected. President Trump also vowed to strengthen the military during his inaugural address Monday.
Our armed forces will be freed to focus on their sole mission, defeating America's enemies.
And announced a chance for former troops to rejoin the military.
I will reinstate any service members who were unjustly expelled from our military for objecting to the COVID vaccine mandate.
8,400 service members were originally discharged. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Coming up on Tuesday's Montana Talks, we are broadcasting live from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., the day after President Trump's inauguration as 47th President of the United States. We should have the entire congressional delegation join us at some point. Plus, you never know who else might show up with Montana Talks live from Capitol Hill, sponsored by Yellowstone Family Dental. It's going to be some great coverage. Stay tuned. Tuesday's Montana Talks, statewide 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, by the way, our live presidential inauguration coverage here over yesterday and today, sponsored by Yellowstone Family Dental in Billings. They do all dental services under one roof. Go to YellowstoneFamilyDental.com. All right, Josh Smith with the Montana Knife Company. We've had the honor of having you on the radio show before, talking more about, you know, MKC, but, you know, such a well-known brand now. But what else do you want to just tell Montana's President Trump's inauguration speech yesterday, hanging out with Donald Trump Jr., being here in Washington, just taking it all in?
We actually put on a luncheon on Saturday, and it was to celebrate American manufacturing. And I don't think people, I know I didn't really know how critical, our federal government and the policies really are, even to us Montanans. And, you know, running a company, hiring 80 people in the last 3 years, I've really gotten to see firsthand what our policies of our lawmakers really mean to small business. And everybody talks about the big corporations and corporate taxes and all this stuff, but people don't understand. I guarantee you 90% of the ranches in Montana are corporations. Mom and pop start corporations. It helps with liability
or LLCs, whatever.
LLCs, S corps, C corps. So it's critical that we have the right people in office now, and especially we're making everything in America. We're making, you know, as much as we can in Montana, and the rest of our processes are done around the U.S., and these policies really matter.
Well, I can imagine your business with the high-quality knives that you build, and you basically started out of your garage, and now you're known, you know, all over the country. Yeah. Andy Stumpf, former Navy SEAL, he's had you on his podcast a lot. Actually, you were with him down at UFC 300 last year, so that was cool seeing a couple of Montana guys there. But I'll bet even just like what the business equipment taxes used to be in Montana, I couldn't imagine what some of the equipment you have is worth and what you otherwise would have been taxed on had we not started to do away with more of these business equipment taxes.
Yeah, the business equipment taxes, and then just the taxes in general you pay that really stunt your growth for a little while. We're in such a growth phase. We have so much potential, but when you pay those big, heavy tax bills, it just stops you dead in the water for a while you recover. And, so I'm very excited to see what's going to happen. Also, these tariffs on stuff from overseas. If you're running your business in America, if you're making your thing, you know, your products in Montana or in the U.S., you don't have to worry about those tariffs, so...
That's pretty cool.
And we're so excited to be hiring so many Montanans. You know, when we have this new building done that we're building, you know, we're probably going to hire 100 more people. So it's cool to be able to support our local community so much as well.
And what I love about that is, as a veteran, you know, now a lot of my friends that I, you know, maybe went to ROTC with at the University of Montana some 20, you know, plus years ago, they're now starting to retire out of the military. And they're like, man, what do I do? How cool if these guys were like, wait a minute, the Montana Knife Company is hiring people.
Yeah.
And I could come back home to Montana and work for an incredible company like that. And man, it's stuff like when Bristol Defense set up their ammo manufacturing facility in Glendive. It's like this is great. That's the type of business that Montanans want to work for.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're proud of that. And we actually want to be able to try to keep some of our kids at home. And as expensive as things have gotten with people moving into our state, we're going to need to have good jobs to try to, you know, I have kids, you know, I have four kids from the age of 20 down to 15, you know, and I don't know how those kids are going to be able to stay in our state if we don't have good jobs, you know. And so we're proud to be a positive part of that for sure.
So we talked about the commander in chief's ball last night. You were, you know, very close to President Trump while he was doing the dance last night. Yeah. What was the other, any other cool things you've seen, funniest thing you've seen, coolest thing you've seen in your time here for the inauguration?
You know, we really got to hang out with a lot of really cool people. You know, the party that we put on, the luncheon we put on Saturday, and this shows you the kind of people these guys are. We sent out a bunch of invitations. Trump Jr. actually came to it, hung out for a half hour at our party. It was to celebrate American manufacturing. Tulsi Gabbard came. She's an amazing human. She came to Montana last year and stayed with us for, we went to Bozeman and stayed together for 3 days and did a shooting competition. She can shoot a gun like crazy. And then we were around a bunch of cool people last night. Patrick Payne, Medal of Honor recipient, gave a speech there. And I actually know him. He came up and grabbed me by the shoulders and said hi afterwards. Bo Nickel, the UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Got to see.
He's the wrestler from
from
North Dakota or Iowa, Penn State. Okay.
Yep,
yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And then it was cool. We got to see Marcus Luttrell. I know him, the lone survivor.
Yeah.
Chad Robichaud, Tim Kennedy, a bunch of these different guys. So, we just got to really be around an incredible group of people for sure.
I first got to hear Chad Robichaud speak. He spoke to like a Republican women's group in Bozeman. Probably back in 2015 or 2016. It's incredible what he does for his fellow veterans with this faith-based ranch, yeah, basically to help veterans struggling with PTSD, and he's pretty outspoken too.
He does, and he wrote an amazing book called Saving Aziz, and it was an interpreter that they got out of Afghanistan that they used while they were over there. And actually, Aziz was at our event as well, so it was kind of cool to meet him. And you know, those interpreters really saved a lot of our guys' lives over there. So,
yeah, I listened to Senator Tim Sheehy on the Sean Ryan show.
Yeah.
And he was talking about one of the Afghan jet pilots that they pulled out of Afghanistan who's now fighting fires in America.
Yeah.
Just incredible story.
Yeah, it's really cool. Tim is another guy that came to our party and, again, just a great human. I texted him a couple days before our groundbreaking ceremony this last fall for our new building there at the former stockyards. And he changed his schedule up and came right to our deal and did our actual introduction speech there. So just a great guy.
That's great. Yeah, there was a couple of parties it would have been fun to go to this weekend in D.C. But, you know, I was going to take my daughter and her friend to the Fusion fights, the MMA fights in Billings on Saturday night. So I got to see some good MMA fights on Saturday and then make it, of course, to Washington for President Trump's inauguration. All right, quick break. Back after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
If there's anything we can all agree on about inflation, it's this. People, especially voters, hate it. Those in elected offices learned that lesson the hard way last year. But why it happened and how to avoid it in the future is something that elicits surprising levels of disagreement to this day. Many who voted last November saw it very plainly. Inflation was the fault of leadership, specifically the slowness with which the Federal Reserve reacted to a rapid escalation of prices and the huge amounts of stimulus pushed out the door by Congress and signed by two different presidents. But the fact that every other major economy had its own bout with inflation at the same time at least raises the possibility that other explanations exist. It was, in the jargon of economics, a severe supply shock, shutting down air cargo, keeping workers in their homes, closing schools, spikes in demand emptying store shelves. This near universal lockup in trade affected everyone, but many countries made the same mistakes as we did as well. I'm Patrick Berkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Things have evolved for Democrats when it comes to border security and immigration. Democrats are now embracing some Republican plans to address border issues. That's why a swath of moderate Democrats joined up to break the Senate filibuster and pass the Laken Riley Act. The bill is named after the murdered Georgia nursing student who was killed by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela while she was out for a jog. The bill requires detention for those illegally in the country if they're picked up for minor crimes like shoplifting. The House approved its initial version of the bill 2 weeks ago. 48 Democrats voted yes. And in the Senate, newcomers from swing states like Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin and Ruben Gallego of Arizona voted yay, too. Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman was the first Senate Democrat to support the package, followed by Michigan Democrat Gary Peters. Peters faces a competitive re-election bid next year in a state that President Trump won. The Senate made some changes to the House bill that required the House to sync up. But the revamped merge bill will become the first piece of legislation passed by the new Congress, ready for signature. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Well, morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, as the National Western Stock Show rolls on in Denver, the Herefords were in town last week and made a big impression. With more, here's our network's Rachel Gable.
Shane Bedwell, COO of the American Hereford Association, said 20 pens of heifers, 3 carloads, 24 pens of bulls, and a thriving junior show marked another year in the yards and one last year on the hill for the Herefords.
The excitement has been unreal here at the National Western. We started Wednesday with a set of commercial females, a set of black baldy females in the maternal merit sale, and a set of red baldy females that topped the sale. The black baldies averaged the highest averaging group, and then the premium red baldies were the second averaging group in that sale. That evening, we fed everybody here in the city certified Hereford beef tri-tip, and we were voted the best beef out of 4 different cuts of meat that evening, and it was an incredible event. People really enjoyed it. It was a great fellowship and awareness of beef product, and they got to enjoy a little wine with that too.
Western Ag Network was well represented in the yards show with the champion carload of spring bulls from Landgren Ranch in Bartlett, Nebraska, champion carload of bulls Harvey Ranching in Olds, Alberta, champion pen of 3 spring bulls from Barstar Cattle, the Mernons in Muscle Shell, Montana, champion pen of 3 junior bulls, Collier Herefords in Bruno, Idaho, champion pen of 3 senior bulls, Nelson Herefords, Burwell, Nebraska, champion pen of 3 yearling bulls, Sticks and Stones Ranch, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and the champion pen of 3 bulls, Collier Herefords. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, the National Western Stock Show runs through January 26, and for a complete schedule, you can visit nationalwestern.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Maternal function, optimized growth, and customer service. That's what you get at Ellingson Angus. Hi, I'm Chad Ellingson, and I invite you to our production sale February 1st. 1,200 top-quality Angus will sell. Choose from 370 powerful bulls and more than 800 registered and commercial females. We offer free bull keep and delivery, marketing help, large sire groups, and volume discount. That's the Ellingson Angus sale February 1st at the ranch near St. Anthony.
Seasons change. Forages change. Your herd's health shouldn't. SmartLick Low Moisture Block Supplements offer the flexibility to create custom feeding programs that promote balanced nutrition, supporting every stage of production and increasing cattle performance year-round. It's not just another tub. It's the season for SmartLick. Visit us at SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com.
Well, the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation has announced marketing assistant loan rates for 2025 crop graded wool by micron class. And the loan rates for ungraded wool and mohair are unchanged and remain the same from the prior crop year at 40 cents per pound grease weight. Now, marketing assistant loans and loan deficiency payments are marketing tools available to wool growers upon harvest or shearing and are available for graded wool, ungraded wool, and mohair. Unshorn pelts are eligible for LDPs only. For more details, please contact your local USDA service center. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Hey, this is great. Well, first off, I want to say a big thanks to Josh Smith with the Montana Knife Company. Yeah, he was just here for a few minutes. Got to say hello to his old friend and our old friend, now Congressman Troy Downing. Congressman Downing, great to see you. You were actually in the Rotunda.
Yeah, and that was such a neat experience and such an honor. I mean, first of all, to see the transition of power up close and personal like that, and to be in that room with the acoustics and all of those great patriots, and then obviously to see Donald Trump, you know, come in and take the oath of office was just incredible. And to be surrounded by my peers listening to that was just an experience of a lifetime. But what really got me was some of the themes from the president that just I thought were really awesome in his speech afterwards. Even him mentioning the golden age of America begins right now. I'm going, okay, let's just dive right into it. And some of the other things that I thought were just really, really interesting, like something near and dear to your and my heart, having served in the military. But when he made a statement, and I'm just reading from my notes here, he says, "We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into."
Yes, what a line.
Yeah, no, that was a great line, because that's what we've been saying. We don't want a woke military. What we want the world's most powerful fighting force, not because we want to go to war, but we want people to be afraid to go to war with us. And I think that message was conveyed, and that really really stuck with me.
And your line, all the delegation members send out prepared statements, official statements, right, and tweets and things like that. But I loved your line in your statement: "Today will go down in history as the first day of the rest of the American experiment."
Right.
Because we're approaching the 250th anniversary of America in 2026. And a lot of people really feel like, and me included, that Donald Trump is the powerful force of nature that is giving America a second chance. America's got a second chance, or as you put it, the first day of the rest of the American experiment.
Well, I think a lot of your listeners, a lot of Americans really believed we were on the precipice. And seeing the direction that the Biden-Harris administration was taking us, seeing where this wokeness and this kind of, just craziness of, what is a man? What is a woman? What is, what is a country? Can you have one without borders? I mean, all of this stuff. I think a lot of folks thought we were literally at the precipice. And when we saw people show up in November at the ballots, and how strongly they made their voices heard across the country, giving us a majority in the House, giving us a majority in the Senate. And obviously that Sheehy battle was hard fought and well won. But the biggest thing is how many people came out and voted for Donald Trump. It was a wholesale rejection of these liberal policies that have really taken us to that precipice. And I think we were teetering on the edge.
And some of the establishment Republicans as well.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't do things right necessarily all these years as well. Back to being inside the Rotunda, I had a ton of fun. I got to see some of your staff, some of your friends that came, Montanans, all these Montanans that came to attend the inauguration, and then all the plans got canceled for the outdoor thing. But, man, there were dozens of people in Senator Dane's office. They had donuts and coffee. That was really fun being in there, because we got to watch the coverage and see everything, but we got to be with a whole bunch of great Montanans packed into his office.
We had so many Montanans that showed up to witness this moment in history. And I got to tell you, it really warmed my heart, because we had a couple of receptions where we had, me, Commander Zinke, we had Senator Dane, Senator Sheehy, and Governor Gianforte came out to greet and spend some time with our Montana delegation. I don't know what the final number was, but we filled two event spaces. We had an evening event and then a lunch the next day, and then you mentioned the watch party. But having so much participation from Montanans coming out here was just a really fun deal. And somebody sent me a picture of the group that had formed in the kind of the lobby area of the Hart Senate building, where Senator Dane's office is, and it just looked like a great group that were just really excited.
Well, you know, it's kind of like whenever we go anywhere, we always like, hey, who's here from Montana?
Exactly.
And so if there were, you know, a million people outside on the mall, maybe you'd see somebody from Montana, right. Maybe you wouldn't. And you'd be out there, you know, pretty dang cold, and you'd be pretty far away, and you'd be distracted with standing all day. Whereas, like, it was actually, I thought it was great having it indoors because I loved how close President Trump was to all these former presidents. Yeah. I mean, here you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris sitting right there next to him. And you know what? For what they did to him, for what they tried to do him, they deserve to just sit there and take it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I got to tell you, I was thoroughly impressed that, former President Biden was able to find the room. But
stay awake. Stay awake the whole time.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing is, Trump's words were so strong and so true. I mean, they had to have been having that bouncing around in their heads of thinking, okay, where did we go wrong? We've lost the support of the American people because we took a wrong turn and nobody has confidence. We've shown that our policies are failing. And now here's somebody speaking truth to us saying, I'm going to fix it.
Well, and then Franklin Graham, the son of the late Reverend Billy Graham, before he started his prayer, he said, these last 4 years have been darkness, It's like, whoa, shots fired.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yes.
Whoever you want to blame for it, these last 4 years from the COVID garbage and to everything else, it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really interesting. I got to tell you, I'm really excited because I know the president was signing a bunch of executive orders yesterday, and he's going to deliver on his campaign promises and start doing that as executive orders. And I heard there's somewhere around 200 of them, from the stay in Mexico policies to, you name it. Oh, another big one was forgiving the service members who were lost their jobs or lost rank because of not taking COVID vaccinations, undoing all that stuff. So he's going to have all of these executive orders that he just signs, and I'm sure he's going to have writer's cramp when he's done. But what we are engaged to do now is because executive orders, they're at the whims. We're going to start codifying that and turning into law, and I'm really excited about doing
that. That's great, because, we were doing mic checks here before we kicked off the show earlier this morning with Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company, and he's like, so what does the House of Representatives do starting now, starting day one? I said, that's a really good question. I said, because the Senate, it's pretty obvious, and by the way, they're running full speed ahead. They're already getting confirmation hearings and votes taking place. So anyway, we'll start there with Congressman Troy Downing right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We've been talking about all the cold weather back here in Washington, D.C. And usually in D.C., you know, there's so much humidity. You don't get the cracked knuckles that you get back in Montana during the really cold weather. But I'm getting that here in Washington, D.C. with the cold. Are you feeling the cold through your windows? Well, I'll tell you what, if that's you, you have got to check out YHIC, your home improvement company. They've got an unbeatable deal going right now. You can buy two windows, get two free. Yes, free. That's a deal you don't want to miss. And these things are like triple pane energy efficient windows. So you'll save money on your energy bills and you won't crack your knuckles with that cold air coming through the windows. What about your bathroom? You can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation, whether it's windows, bathrooms, or both. This is a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat that. Buy two windows, get two free, or get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. Call 406-948-2836 right now. Or you can go to your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com. You're going to love the difference. All right, back to our Capitol Hill coverage. Congressman Troy Downing from the Eastern Congressional District here with us. Congressman, you were in the rotunda. I could only imagine what it sounded like. I mean, Carrie Underwood sang beautifully.
Oh, boy, yeah.
But the Naval Academy Glee Club, how incredible is it that here these kids are probably 19, 20, 21 years old. That first guy walking in, I thought he was a Navy chief because I thought that lapel thing was a Navy chief rank. But he came in, command presence. There were people kind of in the hall, in the aisleway, and he just came barreling through, yeah, singing, elbowed people out of the way because he had a job to do. It was
an incredible experience because they started outside of the rotunda, and they walked right by me coming in. You know, I was a couple of seats in, and you could hear that. The sound starting in the next room, and then it just started to fill the rotunda, and it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, it was great to be in that room and hear that.
What's your first few days been like being an actual congressman and being on the Hill and going back and forth?
We've been getting wins on the board. You know, we passed the Lake and Riley Act. You know, we've passed some really good bills protecting women's sports. We've actually been getting wins on the board, and you know, talking to my colleagues over in the Senate, it sounds like they're going to pick these up and get them passed and get them onto President Trump's desk. So it's been really good, and a lot of planning on what we're trying to do. You know, there's a huge amount of energy, like we talked before the break, of codifying these executive orders so that they're just not flip-flops, so that they actually become, you know, more durable. And so there's a lot of work on that. And we've got, you know, big problems. Everything that we've been talking about for the last 4 years of, you know, protecting our border, of fighting inflation, of rebuilding our military, of, you know, protecting, you know, women and girls in sports, of, you know, all this stuff, we've got a huge agenda in front of us. And I think everybody is aware that we've got to make this first 100 days of the Trump presidency meaningful and lasting.
What a remarkable time to be here and to be in a position like what you're in, because we now have a President Trump and a Republican Senate. Because for the last 2 years, the Republican House was getting things across the finish line. They were achieving things as a House, but it was stopping at the Senate or stopping at the White House.
Yeah, the Senate wasn't picking them up.
Now you've actually got the opportunity to do things, to do some lasting things. It's an incredible time.
Yeah, and the other thing is that's important to understand is we've got a tool at our disposal that we're going to use, and that is reconciliation. And so anything that's budget-related, we can get through the Senate with a simple majority. So we just need a one vote majority. And so that's what the president's been talking about, this one big, beautiful bill in reconciliation. But the hard part is it has to be related to the budget. So it has to be financial stuff. And so we need to figure out, you know, ways that'll pass the Senate parliamentarian to make sure that it does affect the budget. But, you know, it's a great tool that we can get things through without needing a 60 vote majority in the Senate, because even though we have a Senate majority, you know, it's a thin majority. And so we can get a lot done on reconciliation. And, you know, the Dems have used that tool in the past, and believe me, we're going to use that tool this time to get things through. And so there's a lot of discussion on how we get that bill together and, you know, get that through as quickly as possible.
Well, we're going to have both of our senators with us here as well. But it was great to see, like last night, for example, Pete Hegseth's nomination cleared committee. I think Tim Sheehy was there for the vote on that. Marco Rubio already cleared the floor. So it will be the Secretary of State. So that's what the Senate's doing. Their job is now to get the team in place for President Trump and for Team America. Meanwhile, the House, you're focused on legislation, funding, one big, beautiful bill. How do we design that?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's I got to tell you, Jason Smith, who chairs Ways and Means, he's got his work cut out for us, because there's a lot of stuff that needs to go in there. And obviously one of the big things that, you know, everybody's concerned, because this would be, you know, probably the biggest tax increase in history if we don't renew the Trump tax cuts. So we need to do that. And so that's a big part of that. And obviously that's happening under Ways and Means. But we're just every one of the committees that has something to do with the budget is now putting their product together so we can get this all together into this reconciliation.
What committee are you most excited to serve on?
You know, I got onto financial services and to small business. And obviously small business is meaningful to Montana. You know, it's germane to my background. But I'll tell you, on financial services, I got a couple of subcommittees. I got capital markets, which is, you know, in my wheelhouse. And the other one that's going to be really interesting is digital assets. So everything that we're dealing with artificial intelligence, with, you know, blockchain,
cryptocurrency, all, stuff, yeah.
all that stuff is going to fall underneath that. And then I'm also, on a task force on monetary policy. So make sure that we are, you know, doing the right things there. And, you know, even though we see, you know, crypto being, you know, growing and widely adopted, we need to make sure that we're competitive in the United States of America. Nobody wants a central digital currency run by the feds. And so that's something else that we have to really be, you know, making sure
so
doesn't happen.
No CBDC, central bank digital currency.
Exactly.
Yeah, very clearly. But what kind of sideboards do we put in place? How do we establish or at least create some left-right limits for a digital cryptocurrency?
Well, that's half of it. And I think that the House last Congress, they passed a bill called FIT 21, which is the right start. And I think we're going to be looking at that. You know, Chairman Stiles, who is the chair of that subcommittee, is really looking at doing the same thing, but making sure that we're, you know, filling it in with what may have changed and what else we want, really bolstering it. And because here's what we need to do. We need to make sure that the United States of America continues to be the hotbed of innovation, that innovation happens here. It's not happening in China. It's not happening abroad, that it's happening here. But we need to make sure that we have reasonable sideboards so that we don't have another meltdown like we did with Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX. And so that's that needle that we need to thread to make sure that we are developing here and people aren't offshoring, you know, these, you know, crypto exchanges, because they can't fit within the regulatory framework here. So there's a lot of work to be done there, but I think that we're up to the task.
That was another great line from President Trump during his speech in the Rotunda was something about how, you know, doing the impossible is what America does. I asked Josh Smith this, and we got a couple minutes before. I know you got to run about a minute and a half here before you got to run, Congressman Downing. But I asked Josh Smith from the Montana Knife Company this. I said, what's the coolest thing you've seen or heard or whatever or people you've run into over the past few days with all the inaugural festivities? What about for you?
Oh, boy. I don't even know how to – we're just honored that we're here at this point in history. I mean, this is a point not just for president. This is a pivotal moment in American history, and to be able to be, you know, up front and close and seeing this happen is the honor of a lifetime. So I'm just happy to be here to represent, you know, Montana, have a seat at the table on what's happening in this nation as we start to go down this next path. And, you know, one of the things that kind of resonated with me, you know, with my background and my path, that the president said yesterday, and he said to every parent who dreams for their child and every child who dreams for their future, I'm with you. I will fight for you and I will win for you. And we're here to be part of that. And it's like I said, the honor of a lifetime.
Well, Congressman Downing, it's great to have you here, fellow veteran serving in Congress, and great to see your wife, Heather, here as
well. Yeah, she's sitting right there for those who are listening.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
A big smile on her face looking from across the room.
And both of you have done so much to help out your fellow veterans and their family members. I know you served since day one with the Warriors in Quiet Waters, and I've more recently gotten the opportunity to serve on their National Advisory Board. So, you know, you were very successful in the business world. You left it all behind to serve your country in the military after 9/11 and stepping up serve once again. Great to see you. Thanks
great
so much for
you.
Dropping in.
All
right. I'll have to go check out your office.
Swing on by.
Yeah, we don't have the zip line. You were saying they could set up a zip line between office buildings.
We're the next building there. Over, same floor.
Same
so we'll set
next building
up.
Over. All right. Well, great to see
all
you.
Right.
Thanks so much for
thanks.
Dropping in. All right. We'll get the legislative update for the Montana legislature. We'll play that from the studio right after this, and I've got the senators next hour.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On behalf of everyone here at this show, I can tell you we are very grateful for this day, as cold as it might be in the Capitol. I'm here till Wednesday. I can't tell you the reasons why, but I'm here till Wednesday. One of the reasons is we'll have a town hall with Mike Johnson and House Republicans on how they can stay on the same page, what their agenda needs to be successful. But it's a great day for the country. It really is. And the president's speech was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Hard-hitting, a complete and utter 180-degree shift and direction for the country, all for the better. And how anybody could be against it, I'm having a hard time understanding.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
The election is officially over, but is your money still at risk? We still have a staggering $35 trillion in debt. Interest on this debt now costs more than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. On top of that, we're still feeling the consequences of the brutal inflation we saw under Biden and the global chaos ripping across the globe. That's why thousands of concerned Americans are turning to precious metals to help hedge against these threats. And they're reaching out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make it happen. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Right now, they're offering a free gold and silver kit to help you diversify your savings. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see more cloudiness in the area today and some scattered flurries and snow showers as well. As high temperature readings will stay in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For tonight, clouds, some scattered flurries and snow showers. Low temperatures near 10 in Bozeman, about 23 in Billings. And we'll see lingering clouds and some snow showers around the area into Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Coming up on Tuesday's Montana Talks, we are broadcasting live from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., the day after President Trump's inauguration as 47th President of the United States. We should have the entire congressional delegation join us at some point. Plus, you never know who else might show up with Montana Talks live from Capitol Hill, sponsored by Yellowstone Family Dental. It's going to be some great coverage. Stay tuned. Tuesday's Montana Talks, statewide 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
What happens when state laws align with federal policy? It makes our job a little bit easier and the Montana Supreme Court's job just a little bit harder. In this case, we're talking about the nexus between the Montana Supreme Court, the governor, and the Montana legislature, specifically with regard to the transgender issue. 4 years ago, the legislature began rolling back policies that promoted transgenderism in Montana without going through the legislative process. It was an attempt to stop unelected state bureaucrats from taking our state in a direction contrary to the will of the people. Elementary students were being disciplined for not referring to boys as girls and vice versa. The state was being sued for not putting an X designator as a third option for sex on driver's licenses. Birth certificates were being changed to reflect a person's chosen gender, regardless of biological realities. Women and girls were losing spots on sports teams to males who claimed to be women. Women repeatedly suffered humiliation when private spaces like restrooms and locker rooms were invaded by males claiming to be females. And male sex offenders were sent to women's prisons simply because they claimed to be women, creating a dangerous situation for biological female inmates. Worst of all, there was no objective definition of the terms male and female. It was a free-for-all. Even a United States Supreme Court justice could not or would not define the term female. Finally, after years of ignoring the obvious, the tide began to shift. The legislature stepped up to the plate and last session passed several bills dealing with the transgender issue. Among these were bills making it illegal to perform irreversible sex change operations on minors, a ban on men and women's sports, a bill to stop the forced indoctrination of school children, and a bill to define the terms biological male and biological female. True to form, these new laws were immediately challenged in court and miraculously found their way into the courtrooms of Montana's most liberal judges. Most were enjoined and placed on hold pending litigation that in Montana can take well over a decade to reach final verdict. In the meantime, the rest of the world, led by Europe, was coming to grips with scientific reality. They began to roll back pro-transgender policies and outlaw gender transition procedures on minors. Research scientists finally had the guts to say publicly that the emperor had no clothes. They admitted to being mistaken when they endorsed public policies that were backed up by little or no scientific evidence. The shift was a sea change in the direction of logic, common sense, and scientific reality. That said, under the heading of Don't Confuse Us with the Facts, the United States and Canada continued down the path of allowing woke, harmful medical procedures to be performed on children and allowing women to continue to be victimized by men claiming to be women. On the bright side, we're happy to report that this insanity hit a brick wall yesterday with the inauguration of President Trump. With a stroke of a pen, the federal government is now operating under a new set of rules. DEI policies are nullified, women's sports are now protected in colleges that accept federal dollars, and there are officially two recognized genders, male and female. The timing could not be better, because the Montana Family Foundation Government Affairs team is currently promoting several bills before the Montana legislature that protect women and women's sports and define once and for all the terms biological men and biological women from an objective, scientific perspective. President Trump's executive orders, coupled with recent favorable federal court decisions, are evidence that logic and common sense are finally prevailing on this issue. That change in federal policy should help when our new bills pass and are inevitably challenged in Montana's courts. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszloffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Yeah, thanks to Jeff Laszloffy for that update. Our live coverage from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. continues right after this. We should have both of your Montana senators dropping by in the next hour. Our inaugural coverage brought to you by Yellowstone Family Dental. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
If there's anything we can all agree on about inflation, it's this. People, especially voters, hate it. Those in elected offices learned that lesson the hard way last year, but why it happened and how to avoid it in the future is something that elicits surprising levels of disagreement to this day. Many who voted last November saw it very plainly. Inflation was the fault of leadership, specifically the slowness with which the Federal Reserve reacted to a rapid escalation of prices and the huge amounts of stimulus pushed out the door by Congress and signed by two different presidents. But the fact that every other major economy had its own bout with inflation at the same time at least raises the possibility that other explanations exist. It was, in the jargon of economics, a severe supply shock, shutting down air cargo, keeping workers in their homes, closing schools, spikes in demand emptying store shelves. This near universal lockup in trade affected everyone, but many countries made the same mistakes as we did as well. I'm Patrick Berkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.